got it.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Dawson Bro Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. If you're live on YouTube, we're running a few minutes late, but we're here, we're live, and we're doing great. Is the board all lit up, Rich? Does it say live? Are we good? There you go.
We're back at it, guys. I apologize for the inconvenience on this. We had a little system delay. I'll be honest with you. I've been in North Carolina since last week. I decided to get away for a couple days for my birthday. Got to go training. Me and Hunter went, actually had some great training. I'd show you guys some photos, but I don't want to get...
Don't do those. So, it's goodbye YouTube forever, man.
I ran a 9-hour drive last night. I got about an hour nap before the show. So, I'm here. I'm in a mood. I'm ready to rock and roll with you guys, though, because at the end of the day, I try to bring you guys the latest world news and health research. And that's what we do. So, I appreciate the emails. I will get to them. I've been out of the office with very, very, very limited internet service. And, up in the mountains. But well, I'm here. I made it back for you guys. We're a little late, which I know we're not late ever. So cut me some slack today because I'm running about an hour of sleep.
We got an hour show for you, so you got to stay tuned. By the way, the Little Hat Country has lost one of their most staunch allies, and the Little Hat Country or somebody is now saying that this staunch ally has been killed by Iran. And I don't see how, because Senator Lindsey Graham has died, the old war hawk that said that we need to send our sons and daughters to die in the Middle East. Yeah, that's right. And I don't like him, the little fairy wand and everything else he does. But the reality is he's gone. So we can't really talk about it. Well, I guess we can call. Well, I guess well, we can't talk about it.
If he had any family, I don't know if he did. My condolences to them. When somebody dies in the family, it always sucks. It really does. However, he has been probably one of the most contradictory American patriots, they call him, because he literally has been he has been just grandstanding for another country for the last decade now, plus saying, yeah, I'm gonna go back to my constituents and tell them that, you know, their sons and daughters need to go fight for Israel. I got a real problem with that if you're an American. I got a real problem with that if you're Democrat or Republican. I don't really care what side you're on. The only thing we should be focusing on right now is the United States, period. I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I said, this whole thing with Iran, this peace deal, you can quote me on it. I said, it's all theater. The Strait of Hormuz and the ability to control the index on the price so quickly and so abruptly, and the fact that Trump now, and I've talked to guys in the markets, multiple guys I know in the markets, and they said over the last 3 months, all you had to do was figure out what Trump was going to say the next morning. He was literally dictating the entire market swing day to day. Tomorrow, we've got a peace deal ready to go. All of a sudden, oil drops. Other commodities go up. Suddenly, he goes, we're going to bomb Iran to oblivion. They'll never exist again. We're going to wipe them off the map. All of a sudden, oil goes to the roof. You can watch what he's doing and watch the market swings every single day. The problem I have with that is that's massive market manipulation. Secondly, you already know who's making the money behind the scenes. The cost of everything has gone up immensely in the last 3 to 4 months since this whole Iran conflict started.
Fuel's back almost a dollar a gallon again.
Remember, there's no shortage of oil in the United States. You can look up the numbers right now on the different charts, and we're actually importing more oil in June and July 2026 than we were last summer, June, July 2025. We imported more.
That way allows us to manipulate the oil market.
Correct.
Now it shortens the supply on the international market.
So when they come in and they say, oh, no, oil's gone up $2, $5 a barrel. But you go to the pump and diesel jumps from $3.80, which it just did. Now it's up to like $4.50 again.
Oh, it's $5.
That fast. Yeah. That fast. I remember at the start of the conflict when oil's at $50, $60 a barrel. And I had to fly up to St. Louis. I had to meet a doctor up there. I had some other ankle operation that I had to do. I was great. Worked on me. Old motorcycle injury. I digress. And we were down here in Florida, and we went up to St. Louis, and diesel was like $3.90 a gallon, $4 a gallon. We got back into Orlando a day later. Diesel in Orlando was $5.50 a gallon. First off, guys, oil prices and fuel prices don't change that quickly, naturally, in an organic market at all.
And now Trump's saying he's have gas stations opened up with discounted gas. Who's paying for? Oh, the little hat people.
Yeah. How's that running? We're just discounted now. We're giving you a break at the pump. We're giving you a 10, 20-cent gallon discount. Really? How are you guys doing that? Well, because you're manipulating the entire market. And that's the problem that we've watched now. So, again, this entire context of what's going on with what's going to happen over there, I've told you guys for months now, it's all manipulated theater. And by the way, you see Lockheed Martin and Raytheon now, they're going back up because, well, they've got to start building more munitions. They got more weapon systems they get to produce now. They've got all these different things that they're trying to do, and it's like, oh, okay. Now they're going to make enormously more money again. And so I know I'm ranting right now. I know I haven't slept much. I'm here for you guys, though. I want to get on this show and discuss a lot of things that are going on. And as you guys know, you voted product of the week, blood sugar, cinnamon, extract formula, metabolism support. That's on sale if you want to check it out. Be sure also to check out the health articles. I had Harrison write me another article he just posted up. Actually, you know, two of them over the last week and a half. New research shows supplements work best with the right foundation. And a new one right here, it says, new studies show how Americans are rethinking supplements, what 25 years of national data reveals. This is an interesting article here. It says, dietary supplements are no longer a small corner of the wellness world. A newly published study, 2026 in JAMA, reviewed 25 years of national survey data and found supplement use among U.S. adults has grown, shifted, and become more specialized over the last 20 years. The study not simply asked whether people take supplements, it asked more interesting questions. What kind of supplements and quality Americans are choosing now compared to 20 years ago? And the answer is revealing. Americans are moving away from the one-size-fits-all multivitamin model and towards a more targeted product tied to immune function, inflammation, gut health, skin health, joint health, stress, sleep, and healthy aging. In other words, supplements are becoming more personalized, and people are no longer asking, do I take a multivitamin? They're asking, what specific system am I trying to support? That's an interesting question here. This means that people become more educated, which, my gosh, I sure hope so over the last 20 years, especially with the internet world. I told you guys before, when it comes to different topics, whether it's the, you know, the shots they try to force everybody to take or what happened during that 2020 thing that they tried to force everybody to do, people started asking questions. We have something that's kind of new to some people, I guess, in a research standpoint. It's called the World Wide Web. It's the internet. You can look things up and do research. It's crazy to me how in this day and age, I've talked to certain people and they'll be able to tell you every single player for the New York Yankees and every play they've made and every basically grand slam they've hit over the last 60 years. You ask them basically if they know anything about collagen peptides or whey protein or multivitamins. Just a simplistic question. Oh, I'm not worried about all that. But I can tell you about this and this and this in the sports venue. And they're having all these health problems, and they're asking you questions about it. And you're like, yeah, dude, it's this. You've got to start looking at your body as a machine and how to effectively feed that machine with high-quality nutrients, food, sleep, lack of stress, as best as possible sometimes, and making sure you get adequate quality supplements that are high nutrient density and bioactive. So this article right here, encourage you guys to read it. It's fairly long, but it's very well written. He's got an enormous amount of basically reference to it as far as reference to this study and what the study does, what the study shows, and how essentially so many people now. And what's interesting, this is one part of I want to cover. I'm going to hand it to you so I can drink some water, have some more fit.
I had to have another purple stick.
I've had multiple
and,
purple
and
sticks.
And I had vitamin C today. I got to keep my immune system on.
You
this.
Know you're shot when you have multiple purple sticks and they You just
had a friend.
Out.
I had a friend of mine the other day took six of them at once. I said, "Don't ever do that again." It's
six.
Way. Oh yeah, man, she was geeked up, boy. I felt bad for her.
That's almost a half a gram of caffeine.
That's 600 milligrams of caffeine. That's a lot
Guys,
of caffeine. Don't
please,
do
please
that.
Don't that those. I mean, if you use them regularly throughout the day, not telling you how many to use, but yeah, I mean, you can't even. I mean, even those nasty energy drinks, they limited them. I think 350 a can for health standpoint. Even though they're horrible for you, stay away from those. Use the purple sticks, guys. I can't tell you how many people I've gotten off energy drinks and replaced with this. Because at some point in time, especially young kids, you get hooked on those energy drinks. I used to use Red Bull all the time when I was in construction for ICF builders.
And if you're going to do the purple sticks, stagger it. If you want to take two in the morning to start with, that's up to you. But then don't take four. Don't take five. Don't do that. Give it a few hours. Let the stuff get in your system. Don't be hitting your system with all that caffeine at once. Because it's still green tea caffeine. It's still, I mean, it's got a lot of great stuff in the product, but it's not something you want to just jack yourself up with, you know, with six of them like that. Don't do that.
It says the researchers compared the pre-pandemic and early pandemic period of 2017 to 2020 with the later pandemic and post-pandemic of August 21 to August 23. They found increase in vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements during that later period. This says products associated with immune support were especially notable. Zinc also increased during this period, consistent and with broader public interest in immune health during that thing in 2020. The study authors said the timing suggests that the pandemic helped accelerate interest in immune-related supplementation, and that it did. It said vitamin D status, zinc, basically in general nutrition support. People realize real quick when the government gets on TV and they say, there's nothing you can do. Hide in the closet. Be scared. Don't be around your family. Be really terrified of this thing. There's nothing you can do.
666.
Yeah. Put 666 on the fourth. That was ominous enough. And all of a sudden, people were calling me up going, what can I do? I'm not telling you what to do for your health. I'm saying that vitamin C, D3, and zinc have been notable for immune system support.
We had a friend say that, and basically they sued his butt. Put a half trillion dollar lien on him. No, no, I'm not, no. Potential lien.
Potential lien.
No, I didn't say that wrong. I didn't say half a billion. I said $500 billion potential lien. Destroyed his credit, destroyed his practice, had to sell, spent millions of dollars defending himself because he started talking about, you know, certain vitamins help the immune system. Never ever mentioned anything about being a cure for it, but he basically did say they would help your immune system, which they do. Now everybody's saying that, including the studies are saying that.
The
studies were saying that 20, 30, 40 years ago. Here's a new study. It says that a demyelination of the nerves causing multiple sclerosis, a lot of it are environmental factors, including low vitamin D levels, body mass index, infections, and smoking. So that's why they're saying that so many people now are coming down with MS is because they don't have enough D3. Now, think about it for a second. We think, well, that can't be true. How many people get in the sun with sunscreen on? Our bodies are supposed to make D3, but we never get in the sun. I mean, I don't really like getting in the sun, so I take D3 because it damages the skin so bad. So people say, well, I'm going to walk around with an umbrella. Okay, but you're not going to get any D3, maybe a little bit. The problem is here in Florida, you start getting in the sun down here, you're going to cook your skin. And you're going to have spots all over your face and all over your arms and shoulders and everywhere else. And you say, wait, that won't happen to me. That's what I said. It happened to me, too. I had to have the stuff lasered off. Unbelievably painful. And you start to realize that, hey, I don't want to do that again. Not worth it. Now I wear a hat every time I go out. Looks like I'm Indiana Jones walking around. And then we talk another thing about D3, and we talk about immune system. And then we have a doctor that just came out a couple of months ago, and they've been quoting him. And he's interesting because he actually got a bunch of different prizes. His name's Dr. Yoshori Osumi. He's like 81 years old. And he was born in Japan. He got a doctorate in 74 from the University of Tokyo, and he works on autophagy and the immune system. And he's starting to say now that one of the primary causes of Alzheimer's and the amyloid plaques are not aluminum buildup or different types of problems with the brain. He's saying it's scar tissue, Austin.
Really?
He said the amyloid plaques are starting scar tissue. Now, let me stop for 1 second. The University of Toronto did several studies years ago that found that Alzheimer's patients had a much higher level of aluminum in the brain. Now, a lot of ladies and a lot of men and a lot of guys and girls, everybody, use basically aluminum chlorhydrate, antiperspirant, deodorant. They put it on their armpits, right in their lymphatic system, and the aluminum gets absorbed into the skin and into the body and into the blood. And also, because of the stuff they spray in the sky, we can't really say a whole lot about that on this show because we're being censored by the little hat guys. What happens is you breathe this stuff through your olfaction system. And that's why we love the magnesium glycinate, magnesium
thionate,
the magnesium brain food. It's a great, great product. And so it helps it go through the blood-brain barrier, pick this stuff up and get it back out of your system, gets rid of brain fog really fast. That's called magnesium brain food.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, if you read the reviews on it, 5 stars with 58 reviews. Remember, we haven't had this site up very long. We got the site live September last year. Yeah. And, I mean, you can read the reviews at the bottom here. And, I mean, they just go on and on and on. Helps out with sleep aid, chew brain food.
Leg cramps goodbye. Kiss brain fog goodbye. I take some in the morning, mostly at night. Help relax for bed. Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, and I don't even – I see the reviews a lot of times when they come through, but I still miss them on here as far as why I overlook them. And it's one of those things where it keeps going on. The reason why is because, A, first off, it goes back to what I told you earlier. I think people are finally starting to realize and understand what real quality supplements do.
Look what Anita said. Health Masters products, Ted Brower, Austin Brower, the most trusted and fine products I've ever known in my 58 years. I've ordered Health Masters for many years, and they are the best. I've used the magnesium brain food for many years, and it is the best.
Thank you, Anita.
Yeah, I mean, she said, wow, excellent product. I mean, over and over and over again. And you feel the difference almost immediately. And now remember, the stuff that they did to you back in 2020, that thing
that thing
they did. It causes spike proteins or little tiny sand spurs and has a tendency to get into the brain arterioles, start blocking brain blood flow and O2 levels and causing brain tissue damage. And when that happens, you start losing your memory. Now, so how much of this amyloid plaque is being caused by what they did to us in 2020? Who knows? But this doctor is saying that it's caused by Toxoplasma gondii. Now, we've talked about this many times on the show, and I don't want to make any kind of claims, and I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but they're quoting him now, and Toxoplasma gondii is a parasite in the brain, and he said what is happening is that parasite's eating brain tissue, and the brain is basically putting amyloid plaques as scar tissue to basically try to repair the damage done to the brain, but the parasite, as it eats the brain, is like having a library with a whole bunch of books in it, and the termites get in it. And you don't know the termites are there. The library looks great on the shelf. You start pulling the books down, there's pages are eating. You go, what the heck's going on? Well, that's all the data in your brain, and these parasites are eating your brain, according to some of the research that I've looked at now. And I covered this on the Hagman Show last week. And one of the primary ways you get this parasite, you're going to know, I've told you before, are cats. It's the No, get me wrong. I had a cat for years. Austin and I know the cat. Her name was Countess. Great cat, one of the smartest cats I've ever known. She used to bring me breakfast all the time, bring me rats and squirrels to the front door. I didn't eat it, by the way. And she was a great cat, but we never let her inside. And then one day she decided she wanted to be an inside cat. Also remembers this.
Yeah.
I'm sneaking here in the studio. And we've got an extra guest quarters here in the studio. And one day I come in, there's a big pile of cat poop on the mattress on top of the comforter. And Countess looked at me like, oh, well, I'd have a litter box. She wasn't supposed to be in here. I said, okay. Off she went to the Humane Society. I had her adopted, and I gave them money to basically take her because I didn't want a cat. And she was adopted, and she lived happily ever after, for those who love cats. But the reality is that don't let cats get around you if they have litter boxes and they're pooping. Keep them outside, in my opinion, and realize that if this cat brain parasite is causing you to get some kind of Alzheimer's or senile dementia, it's probably not a good idea to handle them and handle it. And they warn pregnant women not to handle litter boxes.
Exactly,
they
right.
warn them not to do it. This is a problem. Hundreds of millions of people globally have this. And now we have millions of people all over the United States and the world who are coming down with Alzheimer's and senile dementia. And this doctor, they're linking him to saying that basically now, whether that's all true or not, I don't know because I haven't seen the research on that. It could be anecdotal that this could be caused from Toxoplasma. The funny thing, the article that I read never mentioned cats, Austin.
Oh, no. In general, in basis, though, too, you've got to watch out with parasites, with inside animals in general.
Mm-hmm.
I've had multiple dogs. I've had them inside. I've had them outside. My life's better with them outside. They're just all the dogs I've had. And granted, I've had big dogs, and they're slobs. They're just complete slobs.
Oh, they
wreck
everything.
They're slobs. And you really got to debate, especially if you got kids, if you want to have animals in the house, because they're always trying to lick the kids in the face, which I dealt with. And it's disgusting. You're trying to have a parasite cleanse with kids all the time. I just don't. To me, it's not worth it. And so, again, this is why you really got to make your own decision. I'm not telling you what to do, but when it comes to overall health, you know, I love dogs for security, but animals have to have, in my opinion, they have to have a specific value they're bringing to the table, as with anything.
Now, here's a scientific journal that talks about this. I like to give you guys research here and let you see it. Here's the name of the article. You can read it, look it up yourself. The cognitive and neurological implications of Toxoplasma gondii, evidence from a systematic review and meta-analysis. And it says that it has been linked to Alzheimer's disease risk. This is the scientific review now. I gave you the article. You can look it up. I've also posted it online. And it also says that there was no association between it and Parkinson's. It says the infection infects memory, verbal fluency, and cognitive flexibility. Neuroinflammation and neurotransmitters issues may help explain the decline. Calls for standard long-term studies on brain effects of the infection. Toxoplasma is a neurotropic parasite, has been implicated in cognitive decline and neurodegenerative disease, particularly Alzheimer's disease, and to a lesser extent, Parkinson's disease. While frequently asymptomatic, latent infections can disrupt neurotransmitter systems, promote chronic neuroinflammation. I'm going to let you read this again. I'm going to post it again because I want you to read it. It's sciencedirect.com. But what it's telling you is that if you got cats, be careful. Now, here's the other thing. I'm going to say this one more time. And I've said this to you before, and you guys get mad at me. I don't know what to say. I got one lady who used to send me emails, just chew me out all the time. I don't think she listens to the show anymore because she was a big cat person. Don't let them sleep on the bed with you. And if you got a cat in the house, good luck with that. They climb on everything. And they're going to want to sleep beside you. They sleep on top of your head. They do everything. Got a newsflash for you. Cats don't use toilet paper and cats don't use bidets. So they got poop on their rectums. You think, well, that's disgusting. They lick their rectums. That's even more disgusting. You don't want to sleep with animals in the bed with you because of parasite infestation, and you sure don't want Toxoplasma gondii eating holes in your brain. Just a note for you guys today that the research is coming out now to say again that I said what I said was right, but I never linked it, Austin, to Alzheimer's disease. But it makes sense now how Alzheimer's disease could definitely be caused by having part of your brain eaten by parasites. Guys, it's like eating pork. Let's stop for a second. You know, here's pork. You say, well, I'm going to eat it because I'm going to cook it good. If it's got trichina larvae in it, it won't matter. I'll kill it. How are you going to heat it at 600 degrees on a stove? You can't do that. It won't work. You can't get that hot. The problem is that, well, I'm going to eat my parasites dead and cooked. Why do you want to eat dead cooked parasites? I mean, what is the deal with that? What is the point of wanting to do that? I don't understand any of this. It just confuses me. So if you want to do all of that stuff, it's entirely up to you, but I highly recommend you keep these animals out of the house. Period. And I used to have dogs in the house. I'm not going to say I didn't because I did. That was a big thing that Sharon wanted. Finally, I told her, like Austin just said, these dogs are slobs. They were 150 pounds. They were a nightmare. They broke everything. Their tail hit everything. They pooped everywhere when they had an accident. They peed everywhere. I had enough of it. Wasn't living like that. Now you say, well, I don't mind them doing that. Well, that's up to you. I'm letting you know, be careful with animals in the house because of parasitic infestations. And if you're going to do all that, do the parasite cleanse we have available at Health Masters. But I'm not making any claims. It's kind of what kind of parasites it kills. I'm not going to go there on this show.
No, it's not. I mean, the thing about pork is it's just not really overall healthy meat. The meat digests the actual protein digests quickly, you know, but the fat takes forever to digest. So it's this weird digesting. It usually takes about 4 to 6 hours to digest pork.
Well, I had a friend of mine. In fact, you know who he is. I'm not going to mention his name. He used to be an FDA meat inspector.
Yeah.
And he told me that every time he inspected any kind of plant that processed beef or pork or anything, he said every time he inspected the pigs, every time they cut them open, they were always filled with worms. Now, why would you want to eat that? And these are domesticated pigs. These aren't, I mean, wild hogs, that's a whole different level of nightmare, you know? You know,
the only way to do those, you got to cook them in a smoker. Well, they got to cook for like 6 hours in a smoker.
Here's a funny thing. If you get somebody basically who doesn't look like their photographs when you're dating, you call them a catfish. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at pork and you think, well, how would that look as far as it being a catfish? You know, if you're thinking it's healthy meat and it's not, and it shows up on your plate, and you think this is a catfish. Now, a pork is a mudfish. There's catfish, Austin, online that are unbelievably hideous, and there's mudfish that are beyond belief hideous. They set a whole new bar of horrible. Pork sets that bar that low. Don't eat pork ever. What's your next story, Austin?
There's not really many health benefits to it.
Don't eat mudfish.
Honestly, if you're trying to work on overall health on it, your best option is eating light, good, healthy meats like chicken, fish, eggs. Those are very easily digestible proteins. The thing about it is you got to remember, if a lot of times one of the main factors, and I talk about this all the time, one of the main factors you're dealing with is inflammation. When you're trying to get body fat down, when you're trying to reduce a health problem, when you're trying to reduce issues that you may be having problems with, is you've got to reduce the inflammation of the body. If you're eating a meat that takes 6 hours to digest, it's got a super high saturated fatty content to it, and it's really hard for the body to process, that causes more stress on the gut. Well, then if you throw it in basically other foods that basically are riddled with glyphosate, and you're eating a bunch of bread and pastas that have glyphosate or Roundup in them, which they pretty much all do now unless they're organic, even some organic does, now you're causing your body more inflammation response because it reduces glycine uptake in the body to some degree. And on top of that, it's unbelievably inflammatory to the body. You've got to look at what you're putting in your body and how you're operating. You know, over the weekend, I got to train a ton with my son Hunter. Had a blast. I'll show you guys the videos and photos. They're not appropriate as far as for.
No, you're talking about
training.
They don't understand what you mean by training. You're talking about.
Well, adaptive combat.
Firearms
training and working out outside, you know, as far as moving while shooting from cover, bounding, training, stuff like that. And, you know, I like I said, YouTube just banned me. They if it has a firearm in the video, YouTube's like, ah!
You remember all those guys you said those huge YouTube views? They're all gone now.
Oh, a lot of the gun stuff, yeah.
They're gone.
Oh, yeah. They've shut them down or they massively, massively demonetized them. And the thing about it is, you know, my stance is this. You train up your kids in the way you want them to go, whether it's with food, whether it's with exercise, whether it's with overall mental stamina. You can't obviously push a child to a degree mentally where it's, you know, unhealthy for them. Like, oh my gosh, you're just doing too much of this, too much of that. You have to have a balance. But you also can't play the, well, you know, they don't really like to do this, or this isn't really comfortable or convenient for them from an exercise standpoint. Guys, discipline is what changes and makes a child, especially a boy, once they start turning a teenager. Their younger years, 5, 6, 7, let them have fun. Let them learn things. Let them build things. Let them, you know, climb trees. That's great. They need
don't
to do
let
that.
Them play with women's and girls' dolls.
The fact we have to say that. Sadly, you got to say that now. But they start getting their teenage years. They need to start learning how to exercise, be strong, have endurance, learn operational aspects of life, learn self-defense. The worst thing you can ever do is never train a young man how to defend himself or his family properly through some type of martial arts. That's just my opinion. I think it's negligent, in my opinion. Again, people disagree with me on that. I don't care. It's Monday. I haven't slept. You get to get over this one today. It's just what it is. And so, and ask the reason why. Why do you believe that if you disagree with me? Ask that question. What specific bias do you have that says, well, I don't want my child to know how to defend himself? My son shouldn't have to learn how to defend himself. Sure, in a perfect world, if we're still in the Garden of Eden. That concept is beautiful. No, I love it. No, the problem is we don't live in the Garden of Eden. We live in an unbelievably demented, sadistic world right now that has some levels of evil and perversion most people can't even conceive. Once you see them and know about them, you can't unsee them, which means you have to be adaptive with your child and teach them not to know all those things, because you don't want to just put that in their head, but learn if a situation occurs, how do you respond to it? How do you engage? When do you not engage? When do you try to de-escalate? Certain things like that are absolutely crucial. And so, have them eat eggs. There's another study that came out again talking about eggs lowering Alzheimer's risk in adults. But then on top of that, there's another article that's popped out. I told you guys this a couple months ago, and they're following up on it. I'm very curious to see what the end results are. They're saying that just one whole egg a day for a child can raise IQ points by multiple points.
Ooh, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, they had a study on it before that I've covered, but they're increasing it now. They're basically looking at it in detail. Guys, when your kids, especially young boys, they're not designed to eat Lucky Charms with homogenized milk every morning for breakfast. It's unbelievably horrible on their blood sugar. It increases body fat. It increases mood swings. It increases the ability to maintain lean muscle mass. It has nothing but detrimental downsides. You do a cost-benefit analysis, or people call it pro-con. It's all cons. There's no pros to eating that trash in the morning for the body. So look at what you're eating. You know, when I went up to the ranch, you know, me and Hunter, which we ate like the whole time. If you ever hang out with me, like everything consists of beef and eggs. Occasionally get chicken. And it's just whatever, man. I don't have to sit there and be entertained by food. And once you realize that concept and you understand food needs to be there for a purpose. It needs to be there for a tool. And occasionally, if you want to grab some ice cream or you want to indulge in something, cool. But run it 80-20 at the very worst. 80 clean, 20 dirty. 90-10 is my preference. 95-5 is the best. But don't be so wrapped up where you always have to have, oh, I got to have a sweet. I've got to have a treat. I've got to have a, you know, a dessert. If you want to make a dessert, this is great. I've done this with Hunter now, and it's incredible. Get some organic raw milk.
Oh, I had this the other day. That was great.
Yeah.
That was
take great. Some Fit Food protein. It takes some organic cream, throw a little monk fruit in it, and make Fit Food ice cream out of it. It's like 20 grams of protein per serving. Tastes delicious. If you want, get some organic whipped cream, throw it on top. And you're actually getting some protein and nutrients, not just a bunch of high fructose corn syrup and other trash they put on all this. So I don't know why I'm going down a rabbit hole of eggs
now. That's all right. Eggs are great.
I haven't had any this morning.
I boiled another dozen last night. Ate six of them today. Yeah.
I'm going to steal them and make salad after the show.
That's okay. I'll make it for you. I'm down 11 pounds, by the way, since Christmas. I'm excited.
You bleed. Joel's coming tight again.
I had enough. I looked at myself sideways on the show about a month ago. I said, nah, it didn't happen.
Can't fake the profile on camera.
Can't do it. I was getting thick. I got to lose about 4 more pounds and I'm good. But yeah, that doggone Christmas, that's kind of just lurking on me this time. Let me give you
a lot of cookies. People brought a lot of cookies.
Yeah, let me give you something too. When you pass the age of 40, like me and Austin are, almost he is.
Nah, I'm not signing for
we
that.
We keep getting.
I turned 38 last week.
We keep getting the brothers coming. I love that. And I thought to myself, I ain't doing this. I really do like it. But the whole thing about it is that it's great with eggs because eggs are amazing. And I did. I made another dozen last night. I ate 4 or 5 of them before I went to bed. Slept like a baby. Went to bed at 11. Woke up at about 6:30. Never got up. Never moved. Never did anything. Oh, by the way, do we have the kit for the new prostate formula set up yet?
No, we do not have the kit together, but we have the products on the site.
Show me. I want to talk about them right now.
I meant to cover last week. I ended up leaving. Need to get away for a couple days for me and Hunter.
We're going to make a kit out of this.
But we are going to make a kit.
Oh, have we got some products for you now, boy. I tell you what. You guys are going to love this.
I can't spell this morning. There we go.
Okay. We've got prostate urinary support. If in case you're running around the middle of the night using the bathroom all the time, let's get you.
This is a triple botanical blend with unbelievably high doses of flower pollen extract, cranberry and pomegranate and polyphenol extracts.
Boy, does this work.
And this isn't one of those like, oh, we got a little pomegranate and sprinkle a little pomegranate in the capsule. These are clinically relevant dosages of extremely high doses that's in here that are on the extract level and full fruit level. You can see here you got the flower pollen.
I'll take four of these a day.
Cranberry. Pomegranate. Now, regular dosage on it's like two a day.
I take four a day.
I take two times in the morning, two at night. Now go to the next one too. I want to show them this
Hold
one
up real quick here.
Prostate hormone support.
So by the way, to make this really clear, if you're watching the camera for right now on this, if you need anything, you want to look something up. Magnesium, prostate, D3, multiple, whatever you want to click in here. The search bar at the top will literally search every single element known to man of any words in there. If it's in a phrase, if it's in a description, anything. So when you're looking for something, you want to look up prostate, type in prostate. We have the prostate support, our main one that's always been.
That's the one. I'd recommend that one.
And then these two, they've been backups from two different companies, New Chapter and Gaia. They work okay. The problem is the reason why we made these two at the bottom, the urinary support, the hormone support, is I wanted to make something better than these two. A lot of people ask me sometimes, they're like, well, why do you carry this or why do you do this? Sometimes there's companies that manufacture products, and there's no way for me to really manufacture better until there is. And when I can make it better, and I can do something better, and I can make it work better, then I do it on my own.
I recommend prostate support, prostate urinary support, and prostate hormone support.
This is the other one right here.
Woo, that a good product. What's in this one?
This
guys?
One's got the nettle in it. This one also has the saw palmetto in it. It's also got glycine, alanine, glutamine, cysteine, DIM, and lysopine in it. And the thing that I like about lysopine is we got 20 milligrams in here. Lysopine, if you guys recall that, that's also in our eyesight formula.
Mm-hmm.
Lysopine is an extremely expensive product to manufacture and high quality, but what we're finding now is it's got so many benefits from essentially a...
Richard came in last month.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. And I'm not going to mention his last name. Great guy, great friend. And he came in and he was having prostate problems. He's 80 years old. And I said, okay, I've got some products that I've got in that we're testing right now. They're part of our lab samples. And I said, would you like to try them? He goes, yeah, I would. So I gave him both of these. I talked to him 2 days ago, Austin. Prostate working great.
No issues.
He's doing prostate support and these two. So I'm just giving you a testimonial there. I'm not making any claims at all, whatever you guys want to do. I personally use these three stacks every day. And I tell you what, it works great. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to put that together.
It's basically going to be like the advanced prostate kit, essentially what we're going to do on it.
Advanced prostate support.
Support, yeah. Okay, one of the reasons why, like there's specific
advanced
reasons.
Prostate support kit. Now you watch this to actually put a name to something. Now we just named a product. There
right,
you go.
So there's a saw palmetto we already have in our main kit, but we want in our main product, but we want to add it again. Saw palmetto is a great formula, especially in these raw forms. DIM, you guys notice on here I got DIM. That's also, if you remember that, that's another product I have called DIM Estrogen Control. Estrogen is also another factor we've been finding out over the years with prostate problems.
That's exactly right.
Because testosterone and estrogen are antagonistic. A lot of people blame
that's
testosterone.
That's why. What is this product called?
Yeah. Hormone support.
There you go.
Yeah. A lot of people always blame testosterone. Well, my testosterone level is high. I'm taking tribulus or this or that. You know, it could be a factor in my prostate. There are some studies they try to say if people are using testosterone therapy or their high doses, they could have prostate problems. The problem is men are designed to have naturally high levels of testosterone. If you're designed to have it, having naturally high levels of testosterone shouldn't cause you to have prostate problems. It's because there's a hormone imbalance. Primarily, a lot of it is because of all the drugs and the chemicals and the water and all the other crap we're eating. And then bisphenol A and the phytoestrogens that are in all the food now raise estrogen levels. When estrogen levels go up, they also reduce testosterone levels. When estrogen levels go up to high levels, almost every single male health problem raises after that. Almost all of them. Men are not supposed to have extremely elevated levels of estrogen. Period.
Makes them kind of like meow boys, too.
Kind of like it's what the people that are kind of running this show behind the banks. The little hats.
They don't like men.
They don't like men, and they don't want aggressive males that question the narrative. They sure as heck don't want men with high testosterone. They absolutely want guys with high estrogen.
There you go.
Compliance, baby.
They want gynomastia that makes them kind of happy.
Obey. Obey. Consume. You get to reference that movie. So, again, this is why we put this formula together on here. I have it on the website, ready to rock and roll. Both those formulas are together. Both of those formulas are separate, but I will be putting the kit together this week.
Oh, by the way, my condolences to the family of Sam Neill. He has died. He's the guy who was the head character in Jurassic Park in many of the movies. He died basically. He said he was cancer-free, but he still died, probably from the treatment protocol they put the cancer on. And he did a lot of good movies. Now, some of the stuff, he did some horror stuff that I didn't care for at all. Because I thought he was a better actor. He did that one thing, Event Horizon. But don't even watch that movie. That movie is...
Oh, my God.
That is one twisted mess,
it
man.
It goes to hell.
No, it's awful,
it's a dimension to hell in space.
Don't recommend that film. So don't watch his horror movies. They're really, 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 really bad.
Jurassic Park was cool, though. The original one changed the game as far as special.
He and Laura Dern made really good...
It's good synergy on screen.
Yeah, it was great.
And then with the doggone T-Rexes chasing him, that first one. I remember watching that as a kid, and I'm like...
That'll light you up and get you scared enough.
That's pretty spooky. Probably had bad dreams when I was a kid.
Oh, by the way, Mitch McConnell supposedly recovered now, and I kind of think they cloned that dude. I didn't say that.
Allegedly.
YouTube, I don't know what I just don't even know where that came from. You have to forgive me on that one. I'm retracting that statement.
It was a joke.
Joke. But, you know, they did clone Molly the sheep, and she was a mammal probably 30, 40 years ago, so we have technology to clone humans. I didn't say that either, did I? I didn't say that. And so you think, well, how in the world did this guy, he's the Walking Dead with spots all over him, show up like he's 25, 30, 40 years old again? Kind of like Madonna. Now she's coming a world tour comeback. Yeah, how'd that happen? I have no idea. And then you look at Charlize Theron, and she looks like, you know, the demons in her are finally taking over, I guess. I don't know. Kim, man, she looks like the Walking Dead. A lot of people are saying that she's basically been on that Ozempic stuff.
Well, speaking of Ozempic, man, they said, there's an article just came out again on it. It says, what you must know about GLP-1s is Medicare coverage begins to grow. And pretty much they're trying to get insurance to cover a lot of this stuff now for people. Some of them don't even need it. They're saying out here, new Medicare pilot limits cost to X amount of money per month. Low-cost access sounds good. More patients need help can afford these drugs. However, expanding access raises a separate question. Does everyone benefit equally? Does everybody actually need GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy? Is it actually needed drug now to be on Medicaid? And the answer they're saying is here, no. They said we're paying more attention to the success of the drug on the scale rather than the potential consequences.
There you go. That's a good way
to think about that for a second. We're paying attention to the success of the drug on the scales more than the potential consequences. Meaning, yes, somebody's 300 pounds, they morbid obesity, they start taking the drug. Yes, the scale starts dropping. Also, bone density starts dropping. Muscle density starts dropping. Everything starts dropping on there as well, including problems with all types of other organs, including the thyroid now, including basically the pancreas. They said when you step on the bathroom scale, you might be celebrating loss of health, not gain, says a doctor told the Epic Times. Patients may assume weight loss and fat loss are the same thing, that fat loss always means better health. Weight loss on GLP-1s can include loss of muscle, nutritional reserve, and in some cases, heart muscle tissue, now they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Starts eating the cardiac muscle.
What's the name of that other girl? That real pretty one who was on the Cowboys and Aliens and stuff. What was the name of that real pretty one? But what was her name? She was also on that one movie that basically you know, the with the Formula One racing in 1976. Rush, yeah, that's okay. A great movie. It's got some nude stuff in it. The only kids watch it. But the
race scenes are great, though.
Yeah, the race scenes are phenomenal. But
one of the key factors why they don't let F1 on Nürburgring anymore.
Oh yeah, they had to stop because they got airborne in that one spot.
Well, that tracks.
That track's old. But anyhow, she was real pretty. We talked about her a few weeks ago. But Charlize Theron, he's become the latest. I didn't mean that. And for you guys, you know, that's just, some people say that. I don't know about all that. Has become the latest celebrity to attract a swarm of sensational rumors after showing off his astonishingly thin figure. No, it's her astonishingly thin figure. The 50-year-old actress made a splash this week at Paris premiere of her new film with Christopher Nolan. And now they're coming out now because they've been slammed so bad in the previews. I mean, it's unreal how many people hate this movie. It hadn't even come out now. And now, it's unbelievable. And Christopher, no, I've never seen it before like this.
Hey, this is not a low-budget film.
Oh, no, it's hundreds of millions.
They're saying this thing's pushing $500 million budget total. I mean, Matt Damon's getting undisclosed amount. He's probably $30-40 million.
But director for Christopher Nolan, I was dismissing the irrelevant criticism of the Odyssey casting. Boy, when you put a trainee in there to play Achilles, which they allegedly may have done, but they may have changed that.
Now, what's going to happen, the film overall, the special effects, a lot of the aspects they have in the film is probably going to be really good.
I may have to watch this with just close my eyes
not
to the tranny scenes.
I can't pay for it. Man.
How about if I get you a pass?
How about
we tell them we're going to do a movie review and we need passes?
If they make this chick that thinks she's a dude, if they put her in the role of Achilles, I cannot support that film.
You know, Achilles with Brad Pitt and Troy, another great movie, but not for kids. That was unbelievable. He was one of his best roles. That and what was the other one? He was in the cowboy movie, what was called? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, gosh. I'm like you. I didn't get enough sleep last night. But I did get 7 hours. But I was thinking about doing a solo show today, so I was all geeked up.
The beauty of leaving late at night is there's zero traffic in Atlanta when you go through.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
No, zero. I mean, it was none. I mean, it was straight through.
But
oh, let me tell you guys this, by the way, as well, for all of you in the southern states. They have issued new Operation Stop Speeding. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Read this up and verified it. Talked to a cop over the weekend one of our friends knew. And they are going full-blown, full tilt, every single way to radar you, clock you, ticket you, arrest you, in any other possible manner to tax you illegally. They're doing it now for the next week in the state of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And be aware of this. They put it on the news. They're letting you know there's zero tolerance. You're doing 6 over the speed limit. We're writing you a ticket.
Really?
Georgia's
been bad about that.
Oh, Georgia Highway Patrol. I'll give them credit. They pull all their guys out of the Marine Corps. Gosh, they're aggressive. I watched somebody get pulled over. Going up North Carolina. We're going. This guy passed him. He's going fast. I'm doing the lawful speed. And guy comes by me, and he's cooking.
Man. Is he
100? Oh, it felt like it was over 100. And Georgia Highway Patrol, you know, they got their blue chargers. And this dude, he's just chilling up on the on-ramp.
But you're
on
down.
So it's on the other side. And I'm like, this guy's pushing pretty quick. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not running a radar. I'm just in the pickup truck. And, boy, I see the core of my eye. I mean, red and blues come swimming over on top of me. I mean, he gets this guy. And one thing I have to give GHP credit is I've watched the videos. I have no idea how they can tailgate you at such high speeds and not run into you. These guys are so aggressive. And, I mean, I'm talking like I couldn't have put a can of collagen between the trooper and the car. I mean, he's on him so close. And I'm like,
you know what's so stupid?
Is that necessary?
No, well, here's the problem. What happens if the guy panics in front of him and he taps his brake?
That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got a charge that's already got, he's lighting you up, you see him. Being an extra 2 feet closer doesn't change any aspect.
Well, no, and I know of a guy one time. He got pulled. The guy was in front of him, and the cop went at him head on like they were playing chicken, and slammed on his brakes. Literally missed each other by 2 feet, driving like a maniac. The cop was, and then he gives the guy a ticket.
It's for traffic. It's a lot of times it's a traffic citation.
Yeah,
it's a misdemeanor. You know, so I know a lot of cops. A lot of the good cops, they'll flat tell me. They're like, listen, they're like, unless somebody's doing something really stupid, I just stay out of it. Because quite frankly, it's not worth putting yourself at risk and getting in a car accident or getting hit on the interstate to pull somebody over because they're doing, you know, 8 or 9 over the speed limit. But I digress. I'll let you guys know.
Legends of the Fall.
There you go. Anthony Hopkins.
Really. And he did another movie with Anthony Hopkins, Meet Joe Black.
That was a wild
movie. And then he did, of course, he did Troy, which is amazing. So Brad Pitt's a great actor. You know, he did that one Inglourious Basterds thing. And so I really never paid for the movie after he did that one because that was so bad he did that movie. I hated that movie. You guys can look up why I don't like it. You can watch the movie if you want, and you will realize why quick. It's a spoof against Germans. I don't like that at all. But Legends of the Fall, you know, Meet Joe Black, you know, Troy were great. And so now if they put a person in there like this thing with the Odyssey, and the Odyssey is going to turn into be a nightmare with bad casting with the tranny running the part of Achilles, it's going to ruin the whole movie.
Well, it reminds me of that new Snow White that came out with.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a loss, such a cash loss. They kind of just stopped talking about it after some movie theater. Every time it got brought up, all it did was get bad publicity. And so,
well, they did. They stopped bringing it up.
No, they stopped bringing the film up after it came out.
Lost a massive amount of money.
Every time it came out, everybody talked about how horrible it was. Finally, like, can we just pull it out of theaters, make it like straight to Netflix? Because we don't like We don't want to talk about it. No. It's every time we do it. Here's an article.
And of course, when that happens, the person who plays the leading character pretty much ruins their career every time.
Oh, permanently, because they get pretty much blacklisted.
Yeah, they're like, well, you ruined the movie. It's got to be your fault.
It's got to be your fault.
Because, now this is the audience's fault. You didn't like our woke piece of trash, so therefore you're the bad guy.
They said that in one of the films that came out. I forgot what movie it was. And they're like, the reason why this movie crashed is because white supremacy is so prevalent in the United States.
And because you're an anti-Semite, and you don't want to get in the box.
Yep.
That'd be a cast.
They said, well, you're anti-Semitic. That's why the film crashed. I'm like, no, I just didn't want to go pay money to go see a film that I didn't agree with because it was really stupid.
So,
newsflash, I don't have to pay it. Here's an article here I want to cover real quick. How algorithms are reshaping the brain.
Ooh, here we go.
What they've been doing now, guys, this is a little tidbit of hit. The stuff that basically you're watching online is all based on algorithm building. What they've been doing now with targeted algorithms towards certain groups is they're changing the way people are perceiving things, and then they're changing the way people are acting on things. And it says how algorithms are reshaping the brain. It says you meant to check your phone for 2 minutes. 45 minutes later, you're watching a stranger's cat video on TikTok. You don't remember how you got there. It's not by chance. The most sophisticated engineering teams in the world are locked in a daily battle for your attention.
This is scary, bud.
This is unbelievably creepy.
Frightening.
Because this happened to almost everybody. I've done this on YouTube before. I'm on YouTube. I'm on our account. I'm watching some of our videos. And then something pops up on the side. And it's like a car video. Of course. Got my attention. Already knows my algorithm. Oh, Nürburgring, track winner. I got to click it. I click it. Well, then all of a sudden, something else pops up. Oh, this article, going another thing. Well, then, within 15 minutes and 10 clicks later, I'm on the weird side of YouTube, and I don't even know I'm here. And I'm like, what am I looking at? What am I watching? And I'm like, back out. This happens purposely, guys. This isn't an accident. This occurs. It says, at the very least, it's a view of growing number of experts are arguing that algorithm-driven social media platforms are not just distracting us, they're reshaping how our brains work, possibly for the worst. It says essentially when it comes to social media, algorithms are invisible editors. They constantly sort, filter, and decide what users see based on rules designed to predict which content will keep on the platform. Every like, pause, scroll, click becomes a signal linked to your user's platform and used to predict, often with insane accuracy, what content will keep you engaged and coming back for more.
This is why you cover the cameras, Austin.
This is why I cover the cameras on my phone. Your permissions, when you have them on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, they say in the terms and conditions that social media platform can have full access to your photos, your microphone, and your camera at any time they want. Now, they say, we don't do it all the time, only when you're engaged.
That's a lie.
Total lie. They've already gotten busted with that numerous times. With the camera and the microphone, I always tell you, turn those permissions off. Now, do they abide by that? Probably not. So I take it a step further. I always put electrical tape over the selfie camera. I don't use facial recognition for anything on my phone. Every single part of it's turned off on my phone, and I keep the camera and the tape over it. Why? Sounds paranoid, Austin. Probably is. Probably don't care. Just doing it because I can. They watch you on the social media platforms. They watch your facial expression, your smile, your frown, your pupil dilation, how long you sit. It counts the milliseconds, guys, on how long you look at a post.
20 years ago, we had this guy named Kevin who was working for us, computer guru. I mean, this guy was just phenomenal with computers. Just 20 years ago. And, man, I looked at his camera one time on his phone. He had electrical tape on the camera.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing, dude? This is 20 years ago. He goes, bud, they monitor everything you see and say. They monitor everything. And I said, man, you're being paranoid. He goes, no, man. No. He goes, this is what I do for a living. He said, this is whole thing's a monitoring device.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago.
Listen to this. This is going to creep you out. In reported cases, social media algorithms correctly predicted users being pregnant before they had even told their partners, friends, doctors, and targeted them with ads, content, and suggested parenting podcasts and videos. Alexander Bell, global keynote speaker and digital well-being advocate.
Don't you remember that movie Don't Look Up when he looked at Leonardo DiCaprio and he said, we have 40 million data points on you. We know everything about you. We know when you're going to die. We know you have colopox. Now they're saying they know when you're going to be pregnant before you even know if your partner
knows. These predictions are built from tiny clues. Even a brief pause or glance or slight pupil dilation at a post can signal a preference, interest, or emotional reaction.
It says pupil dilation.
Okay, they put it in here. Most of this happens through design features that usually never are directly seen. often referenced as the backend system or system architecture. The systems control suggested posts, order of news feeds, recommended accounts, targeted accounts, trending topics, notification, engagement statistics, as likes, profile views, and impressions. The longer the user stays, the more ads are served, the more user data is generated, tweaking and improving the algorithm to serve more content that will future engage the user, starting the cycle again. Now, here's where it comes in nasty. Since brain rot. Target of algorithm is engagement. It's not satisfaction, not learning, not well-being, just engagement. Over time, this can both affect our behavior and how the brain works and adapts. The instant gratification offered by digital platforms encourages users to seek increasingly stimulating content to achieve the same level of addiction. This also happens with pornography. So I tell you guys, stay off that crap. It rots your brain, ruins relationships, period. If you have a problem with it, you need to get help. It will ruin you more than almost anything. Probably as bad as alcohol and drugs. They've shown that now. It goes into detail here. These changes have broader consequences, especially in adolescents and young adults. Excess screen time has been linked to impaired brain development, potentially early cognitive decline. Long-term exposure to fast, fragmented digital content interferes with emotional regulation.
No. Read that again. Long-term exposure. Give me camera four, Rich.
Nice. This is what I've told everybody about.
Long-term exposure to fast, fragmented. That's every second, every half second, they're changing it. Content may also interfere with emotional regulation. In other words, you can't control your emotions because your brain has been programmed that everything has to be a half second digit. Now, that means you're dating somebody or you're married, and all of a sudden your husband's not moving at 100,000 miles an hour going tick, 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 keeping you entertained. Or your wife's not. So now you have been basically programmed that you have to have this all the time. So now you want this constant feed into your brain.
Yep.
I'm reading again. Long-term exposure to fast, frame, fragmented digital content may also interfere with emotional regulation. Now, you're bored with your wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You're bored with your husband. Yeah, that's it. Okay, too, right? You're bored with everything. So now you got to move on. That's what happens with these platforms, and that's why so many people get addicted to it.
And they start so high.
And they start committing adultery.
Well, that's what I read you guys that article that lady did the other day. She was talking about how all these women now want to get divorced from their husband that's working his butt off for the family because they're watching. And when you watch the videos, you see him. It's some model that's basically an escort, and she's on a yacht and a plane and in a car and a Rolls Royce getting a Chanel bag. And it's all these video clips. It's like 50 different clips in like 30 seconds. And all of a sudden you go, well, that's my life isn't that fun. Their life looks amazing. No, they're an escort. They're a whore. Don't look at them on a high level. Please don't.
Don't compare yourself to them if you're happily married with your husband.
No. And so, and here's the problem. This goes even a step further with adolescence. They're showing now adolescents are having a much higher level of depression. Much higher issue with being able to focus. Much higher issue with basically being satisfied with overall life. Here's the issue. Instagram's not a real place. When you take a child or an adolescent and you have them watch these videos or TikTok, and that's all they're watching all day with these short fragment of digital content, when they get in reality with their peers, everything is dull. It's dull.
That's right.
They're operating at this high level of dopamine like they're a drug addict on social media.
And
then they go into reality and it's like, well, this is boring.
No, and I've seen this personally with people's children. Okay, they let them get on social media when they're 14, 15 years old, which is actually late for most people now.
Jeez.
And then they start spending all night on the telephone. They won't get up in the morning. They won't go to school.
No.
They don't want to work. They get so addicted to the social media content, and suddenly it's like they think TikTok's a real place.
Yeah.
They think Instagram's a real place. And suddenly their life is boring if they're having to go to school. Their life is boring if they have to have a job. So now they're so bored out of their mind, they start smoking pot. Why? Because they're dulling their senses down. Because their brain activity was so much faster before they started doing social media. Now they don't know what to do. They get addicted to drugs.
Dopamine dump. And then now you got the ones now that they sit around and vape all day.
Mm-hmm.
Nicotine increases dopamine.
Yep.
It does. It's norepinephrine as well. It's a little bit of adrenaline.
And a lot of this stuff starts because of social media addiction. How many minutes we got left, Rich?
I think you said 22 over.
No, we're not.
22 after is cut.
Okay. So our clocks are a little off.
Yeah. I'm a little late this morning.
So we have six more minutes.
Yeah. And so they said the most effective changes are basically being able to detox off this, children, adults alike, is if you have a problem with it, start doing a social media fast. I know it sounds crazy now, but it's a real thing.
Except for the Ted Nelson Brewer Show.
We're not really social media.
Yeah, we are.
We're
on YouTube.
We're health news and research.
Yeah, but this, except for us, just forget about, stay with us. Stick with us.
Well, I mean,
stay with Ted and Austin.
The thing about it is, you know, some people can't handle the show because we don't have this like 5-second, 2-second, 1-second cut. back and forth all the time with crazy lights and crazy visuals. Why do you think now all these young cartoons, these young kids' cartoons now? I saw something that popped up the other day. Somebody sent me a link, and it was cartoon is done for like 1 or 2 year olds. It was so bright, vivid rainbow color with literally scene changes every half second. It started giving me a headache as soon as I watched it. I said, have you seen this? And I said, no. They said, this is a TV show designed for like 2 to 3 year olds. And it was just like, brrr, everything was changing. All this color. And I'm like, God, that's nauseating. When you have a young adult or a young child, an infant that hasn't developed yet, you're literally rewiring the way their brain functions at an early age.
I just thought of something. I went to 2 church services this week. You know, you were gone. Family was gone. I was bored. I want to go to church.
And
I enjoyed it. I went church hopping. I went on Saturday night to the Lutheran church. Great service by Pastor Wright. He was talking about God's grace, talked about a whole bunch of other stuff. Great, great, great service. Well, Sunday morning, I thought I'd go to Pastor Sean's church. He's a great speaker, right? Yeah. And I got there, and the whole back of the screen, now the whole back of the church is a giant LED screen.
Yeah.
I mean, on the platform. It's literally 60 feet across.
Big projector screen, yeah.
Well, it's not even a projector, I don't think. I don't know what it is. The whole thing's just, it looks super high quality and super flashy lights and light. I thought about something. They're getting more and more younger people into those types of churches. Why? Because they've been programmed to go to a church because of social media.
Yeah, that's why some of the churches, I don't agree with all of it, but I can't knock it also because nothing gets these kids' attention anymore to get them in church. Mm. They don't want to go to an old school church because, quite frankly, that's like the boringest thing you can do when all you watch is social media.
Flashing
all day.
Lights.
Yeah.
But Sean said something yesterday. It was very interesting. He was talking about the blood covenant that we had and why the bull. They used to, in the Old Testament, they used to have to kill goats and bulls and, you know, sacrifice animals as a partial payment for their sin. And he said, and then Jesus came and sacrificed himself for us so we would no longer have to do any of that. And he said it was kind of interesting. He said it was like this. He says a lot of times people get a mortgage with a balloon payment.
Oh,
and they
got
to make little bitty payments on the mortgage.
2008, 2009. Yeah,
they got to make balloon payments. So for like 5 years, they have this real low payment, so the whole balloon's due. Well, he said, that's what happened when Christ died for us. He said he paid the balloon payment for all of us. Isn't that a good metaphor?
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
He said, we have these little bitty things like you sacrifice a pigeon. Well, you know, then suddenly 2,000 years ago, God put himself on a cross.
Yeah.
He said, I tell you what, I'm just going to pay the price for everybody. And he made the giant balloon payment for humanity. And I never heard that metaphor used like that. And I thought, that is really well said. I want to give Sean credit for that this morning.
That is well said.
It is well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why the people who want to start making little payments to get to rebuild a third temple, and they have these people going in for temple funds in the churches, you need to get your head screwed on a little tighter because something's wrong with you. If you really think that we have to go back to sacrificing animals, what are you doing? This nonsense. That's blasphemy, to be honest with you. Oh, by the way, Europe's soaring youth unemployment. Again, these kids can't be employed, nor does anybody want to employ them because they're so caught up in digital media, they can't stay focused at work. Estonia has a 26% unemployment rate with youth. Spain, 24. Sweden, 23. Romania, 23. Finland, 21%. Now, I've got a friend of mine. She's got a bunch of friends in Finland. They can't get jobs, and they sit around staying stoned all the time.
Well, another issue, too, and this is thanks to the little hat people, a lot of the young kids you talk to, unless you get involved in some type of specialty position now, tech work, trade school, starting your own business, trying to work, and I'm not advocating this minimum wage, but you try to work for $15 an hour right now.
Can't pay bills.
You can't pay bills. You have to have 2 or 3 roommates. You got to eat very, very restricted.
And you have to have 2 or 3 jobs. You got to be 60 hours a week.
Right. And so it's leaving the separation where you've got these like entrepreneurs that want to do stuff and then the rest of the population is just trying to get a job. And, you know, especially if they got, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month apartment. I mean, I told somebody the other day, they got a one-bedroom apartment. It's $2,100 a month.
That's nuts.
One-bedroom apartment is your mortgage back before COVID in Florida was like half that. I knew people that bought houses that were like 2,000-square-foot houses. Their payment was like $1,200 a month, $1,100 a month. Not a balloon payment.
But the little hat people have to have more money.
Well, did they say you'll have nothing and you'll like it? You'll
be happy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what Klaus Schwab said. What does he say? By 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. He's like a Bond villain. It's like you want to take him out back and slap him upside the head. He supposedly has retired, but don't believe that.
Keep the truth going, my friends. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for working through us on the little glitches we had this morning. We're up and running perfect. I'm back with you guys again. I need to get some eggs in a minute. Vote for product of the week. Cinnamon Extract's winner right now. Looks like B Complex is going to win. Probably on Wednesday. So be sure to check that out. Also, check out all the different products we have at healthmasters.com. Leave a review if you like them. I know you guys will. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for making us your number one supplement shop to go to. I appreciate you guys. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. And we'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
And I'm going to get a haircut. The college's got my hair going. I feel like a hippie.
I got to get a haircut, too.
Love you guys. By the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Love you so much.